This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
ZipRecruiters has come on board as a proud sponsor of Without Warning podcast. Use code WOWWOW and search for jobs anytime, anywhere. I know many of my listeners have said they wanted to become a private investigator or researcher. If you're looking, use ZipRecruiter's code word WOW. Let's support the sponsors that support Without Warning.
The scene when he walked into that bedroom was like evil preying on innocence.
They gave up. They gave up on the case. You had to get someone to pay attention to you. So the phone was my tool to annoy them.
She became so driven to finish this.
It was her persistence, her tenacity. She wasn't going to let this go.
This crime got solved because of Sheila.
My college roommate was murdered 34 years ago. The case went cold for 20 years, but I was determined to find justice for my friend. I got my private investigation license and convinced police to reopen the case. After 26 years, it was solved. I am a licensed private investigator in Tennessee and Texas. I've worked cases from divorce, murder for hire, stalking, missing persons, the usual cheating spouses, internet bullying, internet stalking, counterfeit products. I specialize in cold cases. Generally, I get 3 to 5 requests a week to look into cases. I think Angie's case was a great stepping stone and learning process for me. I know what the police will tell the families. I know what they won't tell the families. I know how it feels to go through this process. I understand how investigations work. I also understand how investigations don't work. If you know my name by my profession, it's the worst day of your life. You only know my name if someone in your life has died mysteriously and there's not an investigation. A friend of mine contacted me about Sherry Smith, saying that she was a distraught mom looking for answers in her daughter's case, that she was found at the bottom of a cliff. And I told my friend, Nicole, that I was not taking cases and not to give her my name. And of course she did. Sherry Smith reached out to me in email January 1st, 2016, and wrote an incredible email.
Dear Sheila, you have no idea how much this means to me that you are taking the time to look at this information. I know you're extremely busy on another case. Hopefully this video will help you better see into the vibrant personality and soul that was Lauren. My baby girl's life was taken by unscrupulous individuals who may have done this before but will probably do it again. Please help us. Signed, Sherry Smith.
On the bottom of the email, it had a video of Lauren. All you have to do is watch that video. There's no way you can turn that family down. It is a representation of Lauren's life, and it was gone in a second. Sherry Smith was extremely persistent. I think it was about a month later when I decided to take the case. If I find at any moment there isn't a case, I drop it immediately. And that is part of my contract with the family. I'm still working the Lauren AG case.
She was laughing and caring and hugging and kissing, and she loved animals, and she loved doing somersaults, and she would do fuetes in the air and leaps, and she was just so much energy. And, you know, when she walked in the room, everybody knew Lauren Agee was there.
This season on Without Warning.
Who did?
Hannah. She started following me to my car, and she grabbed me by my hair and ripped me down to the concrete.
She fought you?
Yeah, like literally 10 people saw her do it.
We've asked you a lot of questions. You got any for us?
Not really, but I don't want to ask. I just want to make sure all this stuff is figured out, you know? Almost seems like I'm a suspect right now, you know? But I know you guys are just doing your job.
No one knows exactly where she was, but, I mean, they said that they found a rock with blood on it, is what James told me.
Lauren was with the Christopher Stout guy at Wakefest?
Yes, like, the whole time. And I know that she, like, slept in the hammock with him.
And I said, so you need to tell me, if I witnessed something out here in White County right now, then I'm supposed to wait for you to come and ask me about it? Is that what you're saying? You have an obligation. Not only as a person, but as a law enforcement officer, when you suspect something is wrong, you have to tell it. We have an obligation. We take an oath. We can't plead the fifth.
Without Warning. Host, executive director, and executive producer, Sheila Wysocki. Producers, Mark Lambert, Katie Zitzman, and Aaron Parker. Editors, Mark Lambert, Katie Zitzman, and Aaron Parker. Audio engineer and original music by Mark Lambert. Additional original music composed and performed by Charlie Lentz and Stephen Hughes. Narrator, Tim Evans. Mixing and mastering by Resonate Recordings.